The building you see before you played a vital, yet less recognized role in the Civil Rights Movement of 1964. Reverend L.P. Punder was one of the first to open the doors of the church to the civil rights activists who used the structure as a mass meeting site aimed for organizing and equipping the community for action. The success of Freedom Summer is due in part to the indispensable support of local churches such as this one.
My name is Jeanette Smith. I'm a neighbor of Bentley Chapel Church. The church involvement in the 1964 Freedom Summer began when the blacks had to take a test to vote. They recruited college students and volunteers to come down to help educate people on how to pass the test. During that time, we were trying to do everything we could to get the Voting Rights Act passed, because if you didn't vote, you didn't count. And they always said that African Americans were not interested in voting if you allowed them. So the churches, the National Council of Churches, were involved in trying to advance the cause of civil rights. In the chapter, the Methodist Church had a fine pastor by the name of Reverend Ponder. He had been the pastor at St. John Bible School. The workers were coming in from SNCC to organize and work. Professionals came in to aid us on our civil rights and how to write so we could pass the test. Bentley Chapel happened to be the one that I'm very familiar with because I lived across the street. The pastor's wife and I and their son Preston Ponder were part of the organizing. The workers needed supplies, places to stay, food, money. They just needed all kinds of things. Mrs. Ponder and I were very active in trying to help the workers. We were responsible for feeding the workers, and we would help by getting donations from black grocery stores to help prepare the food. Reverend Ponder really believed in first-class citizenship and was very much involved in civil rights. They chose students as the volunteers because they were not on someone's job, so they couldn't be fired.